When I was around 10 years old, my little sister was 6. And as a 6-year-old girl, she was obsessed with dolls, as many are. Small ones, huge ones, lifelike ones. She loved them. And being her big brother, of course, I had to torture her. I would punch them, kick them, and throw them down the stairs. She absolutely hated me for doing it, but I thought it was hilarious. "Don't you dare touch my dolls, you're hurting them," she used to say. "Dolls don't have feelings, dummy. Get a grip," was my usual answer. Something like that. This went on for a couple of months, me throwing her dolls around and getting her mad, but it lost its luster fast and I needed something different to mess with her. At the time, Toy Story was huge, and we both watched it all the time. So when she was gone, I'd move her dolls around the room, putting them in weird positions, kind of like the asshole version of Elf on a shelf. She sincerely believed that her dolls were alive and talked to them all the time, following my shenanigans. But what started to freak me out was that what they were talking about. One time I walked from my room past her cracked door and I could hear low murmurs and laughs. Through the small opening in the door, I could see her whispering in her doll's ear. "He's such a jerk, I know. He shouldn't mess with you like that at all. Maybe you can get him to stop." She leaned her ear down to the doll's mouth and a confused look grew on her face. She looked towards the door when I stood. And I got up and closed the door. I wasn't making a sound and her back was turned. I chalked it up to pure coincidence, but it wasn't. At all. As a kid, I was afraid of the dark and still am as a 24-year-old man. I would close my closet doors every single night. The jackets and t-shirts hung in the closet to look like people standing there, and I couldn't stand it. One night I walked into my room for bed, closed the closet door, and went to sleep. In the middle of the night, I woke up covered in sweat and panting. Rubbing my eyes to adjust the darkness, I scanned my room and noticed that my closet door was open. I sat, frozen, looking at the gap in the door, trying to push down my fear and get up to close it. After what felt like hours, I got up and creeped to the door. As I reached for the handle, something fell and rolled out of the closet. I yelped and ran to my bed, pulling the covers up to my eyes and stared. A plushy toy. With a head full of fake curly hair, stared up at me and faced up. It was one of my sister's dolls. I was immediately furious and ran to my sister's room and shook her awake. "Stay out of my room, Jessica, or else your doll gets it." I threw the doll on the floor and stormed out of the room as she looked at me confused. She shrugged her shoulders and went back to bed. The next night, my sister was over at my grandparents, staying until the next morning. I closed my closet door, snuck into bed, and went to sleep. I woke up in the same fashion, sweating and panting. My ass had not yet adjusted, but I felt a sting on my wrist that felt like a paper cut. I reached under my blankets and noticed that my arm was sticky and hot to the touch. As my eyes adjusted to my room, a shiver went straight down my spine and into my crotch. Not proud of this, but I pissed the bed. Not only was my closet door open, but the doll was sat directly on my desk, facing me. I cried silently to myself to not wake up my parents. "Please, I'm sorry, I'll never mess with you again, please just leave me alone." I walked over to the doll and noticed red on its fingers. I looked down at my wrist and noticed small scratches going up the length of my forearm. I cried even harder and set the doll down softly in my sister's room. I never messed with my sister's dolls again. And when my mom asked me to put Jessica's toys away, instead of my usual throwing, I set the dolls down gently, especially the curly-haired one. It finally started raining here, so I took my son, 14 male, out mushroom hunting over the weekend. It was later than we normally go, and the sun usually goes down much earlier, but we were taking a quick trail to the river and back, in hopes of trying to find turkey trails or chanterelles. We took a wrong turn and ended up going through a big field, which the trail would take us back and around the main trail to the river. As we were walking the main trail, the last group of people had left, and it was just me and my son. We walked along and out of the thicket side trail came this weird man. He had a dog with him that was alert at his side. He was staring at us as we walked closer to him. Then he started waving at us. This really weird, slow wave. I was immediately uncomfortable and goosebumpy, but didn't want to be impolite, so I half-heartedly waved back while staring back and telling my son to slow up a little. I didn't actually want to meet up at the junction. After a full minute of us dawdling, the man slowly turned and began walking down the trail towards the main trail. I was wary walking, didn't want to go too fast, and we stopped to look at some plants, so the guy and the dog got further down this trail which curved to the right and continued on 2 blocks to the junction. I was thinking, if this was a creepy let's not meet, this dude would be waiting around the corner. And sure enough, he was standing at the junction, off to the left and towards the parking lot, and to the right was a trail to the river. Dude was just standing there with his dog, staring at us, not moving at all. Both my son and I were like, what the hell? Let's keep white to the right. And saying he looks old, we could run faster than him. He kept staring at us, so as we approached, I asked if he was okay, and kept staring back. He was greasy haired, thin round glasses, a blue windbreaker, plaid, long shorts, about 50 years old. His dog was a small beagle mix. He didn't answer me at all, he just kept staring. We turned to the right and walked about a block. I had my phone cam facing me so I could watch him over my shoulder, and the only movement was him slowly shifting his direction to continue staring at us. I didn't say anything else to him. It was moderately unsettling, his stare, made more so by his lack of response, emotionless face, weird thin glasses. I didn't say anything else to him, but it was so moderately unsettling. Everything about him, his stare, his more so of a lack of response, emotionless face, weird tiny glasses, slow wave at us like a zombie. He did leave, because on our way back he was no longer standing on the main trail. So, hey freaky forest zombie dude, for sure stay in the thickets and let's not meet. I hope you guys enjoyed today's stories. Thank you guys for listening a ton. Thank you for all the Redditors that participated in today's stories. Now, I'll see you guys on the next video. So, don't forget to sit back, relax, and indulge in fear.